This is the Q Morning Zoo's second date update.
Hello?
Can I speak to Robbie, please?
Yeah, this is Robbie.
Robbie, this is Tim Tuttle with the Q Morning Zoo on 93Q.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm Kevin Kline and Erica Rico are here with me.
Morning, Robbie.
Hey.
Yeah, I love you guys. Hey, is that Erica?
Yep.
I love Erica. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, Kev, how come she like outnumbers the I love yous you and I get by about 50-1?
I like you guys a lot too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you, Robbie. Oh, he got all sympathetic,
well.
Gratuitous.
Yeah.
Hey, can we put you on the radio show and talk to you about something?
Sure.
We're calling you because one of our other listeners thinks you're a great guy.
And who would that be?
It's Stella.
Okay.
And she's thinking, well, did I intimidate him?
No, Stella's cool. I mean, she's a little intimidating, but I mean.
You know, if you hold hands with a girl, you pretty much have to guarantee a second date. So.
Oh, you guys already talked to her. I take it. She's intimidating, I think, only in that she sort of maybe lives beyond my means. She has money, and that's a bit intimidating. So.
What do you mean? She's beyond means.
You know, okay. So for the entire day, you know, she was talking about like her uncle's house in Cabo and her grandfather's. She owns these chain of stores or something, and then she had this new Range Rover for her birthday. It was just sort of like on and on about all this, you know, basically like the money that she has and that she grew up in. And you know, I don't live like that. Like I work at a bookstore, okay? Like, you know, I don't really have that kind of money. And you know, I had a nice time with her. But honestly, I just don't sort of see myself with a girl that was maybe brought up in that lifestyle. And I'm sort of a pizza and beer guy, and she was more lobster and dinner and champagne sort of thing.
Yeah, but you held her hand, and she likes you, and she's reached out to us because she likes you. I mean...
Robbie, I'm sorry. It's Stella. I like nice things, but that doesn't mean that I'm not willing to live without those types of things. That's one aspect of me. I'm blown away.
Well, it's just like that's where the conversation.
I just don't get it. I'm really upset and offended, honestly.
You're offended? I mean, I don't know where you get offended out of that. I mean, I was just sort of telling them the conversation always skewed towards what, you know, what money and you had and what you wanted and what you got and all these sort of big ticket things, and you know, That's what the conversation was about.
I mean, you were asking me questions about myself. It just kind of came up. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to brag about it or anything like that. I mean, but yeah, I do like nice things. And honestly, I do have the means for it. So.
Do you have any issues? I mean, he works at a bookstore. Is that even an issue to you, Stella? I mean, he obviously probably can't hang with the Land Rover and Cabo world.
I don't think that's a problem. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess it would be nice if we could go do those things together, but I don't mind paying for it. Like, that's not an issue to me.
It sounds like it's more like an issue to him than it is to her, because she doesn't really care one way or the other.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to go to Cabo?
Why? What is your problem?
Yeah, Robbie, Cabo's nice, and you know what? I got a funny feeling if you get really close with her, she'll let you drive the Range Rover, man. Hey, Stella, did you know that he worked in a bookstore before the date?
Yeah.
Robbie, you're overthinking it, man.
Yeah, but I know from personal experience, it's hard for a man to be with a woman that has more than he does. Like, he can't take her out on these great things, but she can take him, and that's kind of a...
Are you kidding me? That's one of the easiest things a man can do.
No, most men can't.
Really?
No.
Is that an issue, Robbie? I mean...
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it was.
I'm stunned. I'm watching somebody jump on a grenade that doesn't even need to be there.
I mean, honestly.
She still held your hand. She likes you. She reached out to the radio station to find out whether you like her. What more do you need?
Yeah, I was just bummed I didn't hear from you, Robbie. I just didn't get it.
Do you want to go out again with her at all, Robbie?
Yeah, I like her. I mean, I would totally go out. It's just I didn't think that she'd be looking for a guy like me, if you will.
Now, hold on a second, because after all this little silliness, I got to find out whether she's still into you. Stella, are you still into him?
Yeah, that's why I called you guys. That's why I called for your help. I really just didn't get it. I had no idea what could have happened.
You're sitting in the catbird seat, buddy. Just enjoy. Yeah. Kick back, relax. Don't overthink it.
I'm sorry, Stella. I misjudged you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I would totally go out again.
Box
sure.
seats, Astros, Rockets.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
Texans.
That's awesome.
I would actually say we would pay for the second date, but it sounds like Stella's got it covered.
Yeah. We're peasants compared to that.
I've got it. I'm just appreciative that you guys helped out. Seriously.
No problem.
So thank you.
No problem. Good luck in all future endeavors.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, really. Thank you.
Did you miss any of today's episode? Get Second Date Update 24/7 anytime on the new 93Q app for your Apple or Android. We'll have today's episode up for 24 hours. It's the Q Morning Zoo's Second Date Update every morning at 6:40 and 8:40 on the new 93Q.